Hey everyone, it's Tom Reagan and this is your Pocket Podcast. As we get closer and closer to Easter, I've been reading more and more about Jesus' life during Holy Week, that time between Palm Sunday and Easter. And I tell you, a lot of stuff has been jumping out at me. And for today, here's one that jumped out at me, starting from where we read yesterday. The conversation continues on, and something really spoke out to me. This is John 13, verses 37 and 38. Simon Peter asked Jesus, where are you going? And Jesus said, you know, where I'm going, you can't follow me now, but you can follow me later. And so here's verse 37. Peter picks it up and says, Peter asked, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Verse 38, then Jesus answered, will you really lay down your life for me? I tell you the truth, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. I love that because here Simon Peter is making this huge statement that he would lay down his life for Jesus. And Jesus' answer is basically, really? Really, Peter? Is that what you want to do? Is that what you are planning on doing? Because I can look into the future a little bit and I'll tell you right now what's going to happen. You know, it's interesting. When we make commitments, oftentimes our commitments, we don't always weigh out the effects of the commitments, the decisions that we make. We make those commitments without measuring the cost. And let me give you a couple of examples. I do know some people that have jumped into a marriage but didn't weigh out the cost of what it would mean to be married. And so they wind up not seeing eye to eye on things and they wind up getting a divorce. I know parents that they don't take any long-term thought spent on the things that they say to their child. They're lacking in those commitment areas. And so they wind up making terrible decisions that affect the child way down the road. You know, often we make decisions based on the moment that's right around us. What would feel good right at this very moment? And oftentimes when we don't think ahead, we wind up bringing trouble on ourselves. So if you have made a decision to be a Christ follower, that is a life-changing decision. It's not something that you just fit on the shelf with all the other decisions that you make. It's one that totally rearranges your life. If you are not a Christ follower, if you are not a Christian, then I want to encourage you to do a little reading, do a little studying. Why is it? Is it because it doesn't fit in with your personality? It's not who you are. But if you do want to know more about what it means to make that kind of a decision, I'd love for you to. You can leave a message for me on Facebook. You can write a comment on the space below. I would love for you to get in contact with me. Not that I'm trying to sell you something or talk you into something, but if you would like some questions answered, maybe that's something I can help you with. And so you can message me. I would love to talk to you about it. Listen, I love you, and I want you to be the person that you were created to be this week.